Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Friday, March 5th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. See, I knew that those fever scanners did not really work. They're used everywhere, it seems, to screen people for possible coronavirus infections. However, they can produce extremely misleading results. A surveillance research organization released a study that reportedly shows that the devices can be dangerously ineffective in identifying fevers, and negative results can allow for people to wrongly assume that they're not infected with the coronavirus. Therefore, they may take fewer precautions. After the report was released, the FDA reminded people that, quote, thermal imaging is not an effective diagnosis device for COVID-19. When 4.5 million Texans were left without power for weeks after the state's electric grid failed in February, guess who benefited off their misery? Bank of America. The bank made hundreds of millions in trading revenue because the bank's energy trading group in Houston held several electricity contracts during the outage, which sent power prices up by nearly 10,000%. Banks have been relatively quiet about their trading activity during the outage, but Bank of America's revenue increase highlights how Wall Street saw an upside to the state's misfortune. So Donald Trump is apparently upset with his son-in-law and former advisor Jared Kushner. Yeah, tuffles can happen on occasion between family members, but this disagreement apparently has nothing to do with family. This is all about politics. According to one side of the argument, Trump is still upset that he lost the election, and for some reason, he's blaming Kushner for that. The other side of the story is that Kushner is reportedly distancing himself from Trump after the president helped incite that massive mob to storm the U.S. Capitol in January. Either way, Kushner was not part of Trump's political comeback team for the Conservative Political Action Conference last week. Isn't it funny how Trump blames everyone but himself? I wonder if Drake knows that he's been appropriated to stand for so many extremist groups. Let me start off by saying this is so damn weird. ISIS, you know, the Islamic State, is using Drake, SpongeBob SquarePants, and Iron Man to recruit people. Y'all, I don't even know how these pop culture trends and people have won the admiration of a terrorist organization, but they have. ISIS is attempting to reinvent their online propaganda through truly bizarre strategies, from pornographic violence to meme-based shitposting. With Drake in particular, they love him. Jihadists have appropriated a popular Drake meme, the one where an image of a happy Drake and an image of a disgusted Drake are side by side. And there are plenty of versions of ISIS Drakes to go around. There is the War on Christmas Drake, who says yes to Santa hats and no to disbelievers. It's supposed to represent a warning to liberal Muslims not to participate in the holiday. Then there is Hardcore Jihadist Drake and also Islamic Conquest Drake. But ISIS does not just use images of Drake to indicate what they respect and dislike. They also edited his photos into images of a hostage in an orange jumpsuit, who will be beheaded as his punishment for rejecting the Quran. These ISIS memes are the latest from across the internet with three primary interests: attacking the leadership of rival terrorist organizations, mocking the United States, and praising the caliphate. This tactic has long been used by jihadists, but it's different now that they're using recognizable images from pop culture to peddle their propaganda. Really, they seem to be borrowing a move from playbooks of the alt-right extremist groups. Drake posting started on 4chan video game message boards, which has been the primary digital forum for white supremacists. The Boogaloo movement adopted its name from a cult 1980s movie about hip-hop dancers. Then, there's the infamous Pepe the Frog, who has been utilized by the far right. Now, the jihadist subculture, in turn, created their own jihadi Pepe. The fact that ISIS has developed its own digital subculture might be easy to dismiss as something random and trivial online, but the organization continues to recruit and train terrorists around the world. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.